Well, I told you I was going to be having a special guest in the studio with me, and I am going to welcome Beverly Furrow. Now, Beverly is the Director of Health Promotion Programs with the Heart and Stroke Foundation of New Brunswick, and Beverly is here today to discuss the FAST campaign and the effects of stroke right here in New Brunswick. Good morning, Beverly. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Thanks for being here. Now, today, Beverly, we're here to talk about the FAST campaign. This has been going on for a little while. I think today it sort of wraps up the campaign. Is that correct?
It does. June is Stroke Month, and today is the last day of our campaign.
All right. Well, today we're going to remind everybody what FAST stands for. Now, you were in the studio here a few weeks ago, and in case anybody forgot or we need to tell some new people, what does FAST stand for? What is the FAST campaign?
The FAST campaign is an awareness program that the Heart and Stroke Foundation has been running for over a decade at this point. And really the goal is to make sure that New Brunswickers know what the signs of stroke are and that they know to call 911 if any of the signs are happening.
Okay. FAST. What exactly does FAST stand for?
So it is an acronym. Mm-hmm. F stands for face. Is it drooping?
Okay.
A stands for arms. Can you raise both? S stands for speech. Is it slurred or jumbled? And if any of those signs are happening, then we move on to the T portion, which is that it is time to call 911.
Ah, so it's very important to call 911 mm-hmm. when you first see any of those symptoms.
Absolutely.
All right. So what is the stroke navigator's role with the Heart and Stroke New Brunswick?
Yeah, so stroke is a medical emergency, and obviously, you know, it's really important to get medical attention as quickly as possible if somebody is suspected to be having a stroke. And, you know, our goal is that people are able to survive and have great quality of life after experiencing a stroke. But the stroke navigator's role, because the great thing is more people are surviving stroke, I really like to think about them as stroke recovery specialists. And so they help people who are maybe dealing with some effects after stroke to find services that they need, resources, make sure that they know what to expect in the days, weeks, months after they've had a stroke and what's next for them.
Yeah, I think we've all known somebody that may have had a stroke, and everybody is a little different, and it comes down to time. Mm-hmm. So if you have any of those symptoms, from face drooping to arm weakness, can you raise both of them, speech difficulties, time to call 911, and you should don't wait. Do it soon.
Don't wait. Even if you're not sure it's a stroke, call 911. That's
all
what they're
right.
there for.
Once again, FAST. Tell us again what it stands for.
F. Face, is it drooping? A, arms, can you raise both? Speech, is it slurred or jumbled? And if any of those signs are happening, then it is time to call 911.
Can't say that more enough. Where can people get more information about the FAST campaign and stroke navigation?
They can visit us on our website at heartandstrokenb.ca/FAST, or they can call our office at 506-634-1620.
And your local office in St. John?
It is in St. John.
All right. Well, Beverly, thank you so much for coming in, and we're going to post more information about the FAST campaign on our website. So, yeah, thanks again for coming in.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Very important information. Thank you, Beverly.